Praise the Lord and good morning, church. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We are so grateful to Him. I would like to encourage you with Hebrews 13:6. It says, "So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?" The other translation says, "I can say boldly that the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me?" My dear brothers and sisters, a believer's stability in this life as well as his confidence for eternity rests solely on the written promises of God's word. The direction of the living God for our lives is very definite. It is found in a firm foundation, the written revelation, "Thus saith the Lord," within quotes, right? "Thus saith the Lord," when he prophesied, when he made a covenant. That's what he mentioned, that these are my promises. And I was listening to a beautiful hymn, "How firm a foundation, you saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he hath said, to you, for who for refuge to Jesus have fled? Fear not, I am with thee. Oh, be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will still give thee aid. I'll strengthen thee, help thee, and cause thee to stand, upheld by my gracious, omnipotent hand. When through the deep waters I call thee to go, the rivers of woe shall not thee overflow. For I will be with thee, thy troubles to bless, and sanctify to thee thy deepest distress. When through fiery trials thy pathway shall lie, my grace all-sufficient shall be thy supply. The flame shall not hurt thee, I only design thy dross to consume and thy gold to refine. The soul that on Jesus hath leaned for repose, I will not desert to his foes. And that soul, though all hell should endeavor to shake, I'll never, no never, no, never forsake." Beautiful hymn. The writer of this hymn is not known, but it appeared first in the 1787 and was published by John Rippon, a pastor in England. And it's so beautiful when you see in this passage of this hymn the words that has been expressed is so wonderful. You know, the challenge posed, or the question is posed: what more can God do than provide his very word as a completed revelation of himself to man, right? The succeeding stanzas personalize precious promises from his word. In stanzas 2, Isaiah 41 and 10, he says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God." In stanza 3, Isaiah 43, 2, "When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee." Stanzas 4, 2 Corinthians 12:9, "My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." In stanza 5, Hebrews 13, 5, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." Isn't that amazing? I encourage you, my dear brothers and sisters, plant your feet firmly on "Thus saith the Lord's" and live life confidently in that strength. Amen. Plant your feet on the promises of God, and I promise you the presence of God will overtake you and be with you today and forever. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for your wonderful promises that you have made unto us, that you'll never leave us, you'll never forsake us. Lord God Almighty, as the writer in Hebrews says, "I say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?" Yes, O Lord, there is no demon of hell and no power of man that can come against your people. We are your people, bought by your blood, filled by you with your Holy Spirit. And I know that if God be for us, who can be against us? And Father, we know that your word tells us that greater is he that is in thee than he that is in the world. And Lord, we thank you. Lord, you are greater in us. Your spirit is greater, powerful. Lord, you are omnipotent God. Lord, your mighty power will flow through us. You will anoint us today. Oh Lord God Almighty, I pray by the power of the Holy Ghost that we'll never be the same. We will be changed and transformed by the power of the Holy Ghost. Today, Lord, I lift up your flock into your hands as they have stepped out to their jobs, to their businesses, and running the errands for the day. You will bless them. You will grant them good success. You will take them to a large place. You will establish them. You will show them the sign of your favor. You will bless them. They'll always be above. They'll have altitude and they will have abundance in the mighty name of Jesus. Those of us who are sick in our midst, oh Father, I pray for them. There'll be healing in their bodies. I rebuke COVID-19. I rebuke flu symptoms. I rebuke any and every manner of sickness. Get out and enter into those bodies again, no more. Because, Lord, we are the temple of your spirit. Our bodies are the temple of your spirit. And Lord, I thank you that by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. I give you all the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority. Because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. People of God, have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. Bye for now.